Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, it's the most important city council elections in over 20 years. So today we're going to have Bernie Carter and Jenny Brakus, two candidates for the Reno City Council. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Robert Eithoven, Sean Carey, and Todd Taxpayer Bailey. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Bernie Carter and Jenny Brakus. They are both candidates for City Council Ward 1 in Reno, which is the downtown area. And the reason we're covering City Council races, which we don't normally do on a statewide show, is that this really is the most important City Council elections, and it will be again in 2 years, for the past 20 years, because of the direction the City of Reno has taken. So what I want to do is I'm going to ask you each a question, and then the other person can respond to that question as well and feel comfortable responding to each other. So if I don't have to say anything more than the first question, I'm a happy guy. So let's start out. Bernie, first question with you. What do you think is the future of gaming and tourism in Reno?
Well, I think gaming has its challenges. It'll continue to have its challenges. And that's why it's so, why do I think it'll have? Because I think you'll see a steady, not necessarily decline, but a leveling of the playing field. And we're seeing that now with less and less tourism coming into our community. And so I think that what we need to do is to look at the options that are available to our community outside of the gaming revenue, to generate revenue for our community, and also to create a different environment than what gaming has.
Okay, so are you saying let's just give up on gaming and tourism?
Oh, absolutely not. No, gaming will always be, at least in our foreseeable future, I believe, the largest employer and the largest revenue source for the City of Reno. And so we need to embellish that with other options that are available to us.
Because you've seen in the last year or two, you know, the Sienna has been taken over by new ownership that are very excited about the future. The Grand Sierra has been taken over, which is the largest hotel casino property, 2,000 rooms, by new ownership. Ferrazzoni is leading up a group to buy a whole bunch of casinos, including the Sands Regency in downtown. Do you think that these people are a little misguided if things are going backward?
No, I don't think they're misguided at all. They're very smart people. They understand that the opportunities are now. And if you look at the purchase price of those properties, they are making tremendous buys. I'm not familiar with Ferences and what he's doing currently, but look at the transactions that occurred with the Grand Sierra Resort when they acquired that property for a fraction of what was acquired not too many years ago. The Siena Hotel, also the same type of thing, a property that had tens of millions of dollars invested in it was bought for about $4 million. That's correct. Now, granted, they did significant improvements in the property, but that's a heck of an opportunity. And I think that's part of what we see in our community today. In the Midtown area, we're seeing that young professionals are coming back down to the center core of our community because they can afford to live down there, and they choose to do that. And so we think that's a very positive for us.
Jenny, your thoughts?
Well, Indian gaming has had its impact on Northern Nevada, as we all know. I think you mentioned Sphere and Sony taking down some of those local properties to the degree that local ownership is coming back more. That's, I think, a positive sign because maybe they'll be more responsive to local dynamics and have a bigger emphasis on running that operation as a part of a little piece in a larger operation. But I come from a neighborhood perspective, and gaming is in our neighborhoods too. I think sometimes gaming is looking at the unlimited licenses, but the economic impact of the limited licenses and the presence and widespread throughout our community. They're in laundromats, they're in bars. The gaming also occurs in those locations too, and sometimes I think that's something that at a city focus we know because they're in our neighborhoods.
Okay, but do you think that that's a detriment?
No, I don't. I think it's part of our culture. It's evolved over many years, and it's something that maybe is unique to our community like ours because you don't see that in other communities.
Of course you do across Nevada.
In Nevada, but that's true, but it's not an area that's been impacted by Indian gaming.
Okay, just 1 second, if I may. I just want to follow up on the Indian gaming. To me, Indian gaming has been around a long time. We felt the effects of Indian gaming. Isn't somebody at this point saying Indian gaming is a problem, not dealing with the reality that you have to have a product, you have to market it? If you look in South Reno, you see the Atlantis has invested almost $100 million in the last few years. On the basic, their first property, they have less than $17 million in debt. The Peppermill invested $400 million. They don't seem to feel that they should give up because of Indian gaming.
No, I don't think they do. I think their investment's been very positive. I understand from an economic point of view that the great strength of Nevada is exporting our gaming technology and knowledge and services outside. That's one of the bright spots or strategies for a statewide economic development. And I think we need to see in Northern Nevada how we can take a piece of that too.
Let me point out also that because of the gaming that had occurred and actually is gone on the decline, we're seeing some great opportunities in downtown Reno. For example, there's over 1,700 hotel rooms that have been converted to condo units, and several of those have been sold out. Several of them are not doing so well now, but will. But that creates an employment base and a residential base in our center core of our community. So I think that's a positive for us to be able to do that.
One of the things that's been leveled against you, Bernie, is that, and it's kind of bizarre in a way, because you are making a tremendous investment in the post office in downtown Reno, and this is a very old historical building. You plan to put in high-end retail, but the rap against you is that if you're elected to the city council, you're going to have to, abstain on so many things. How do you respond to that?
Well, I don't believe I'll have to abstain on very few items. You look at people that are currently on the city council and have for years been on the city council, and the conflicts that they have. There's very few conflicts that actually occur on the city council. I've never drawn a check from the city. I've always paid money to the city. So there's very few as far as conflicts that I could see. And if there were, and I think Jenny will agree, we are for open, very transparent government, and that we will disclose anything well ahead of time. The post office is a great example. That post office has been the target of the city since 1983. We became involved 2 years ago after the last cycle was unsuccessful in a private fashion because we believe that it was such an integral part of our community to maintain the integrity and the historical integrity of our community and that facility. And so we stepped up and actually made the acquisition and are in the process of working with historians in our community, with historical commissions, with the state historical commissions to make sure that that property is the type of property that we'll all be proud of in our community.
Jenny, we've got about 30 seconds in the segment.
We should all want him to succeed on this project. It's important for Reno, but I think he will have conflicts. It's a public-private partnership, and it's tough to play both sides of that, and the deal will be coming back toward the council, and it could be a very hard, prolonged project to fill at the level of tenants he wants. So I think that there will be conflicts, and it will be coming back, and it'll be questionable how he'll be able to.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll give you a chance to respond, Bernie, right after this timeout.
Okay.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates opportunities. Since 1860, mining has evolved into a cleaner, safer industry. Mining is millions of dollars in environmental protection and wildlife conservation, reclaiming the land for recreation, like fishing, camping, and hiking. Mining is research and education at the University of Nevada, where careers are born. Visit our website and learn more.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are covering the most important city council races in Reno in over 20 years with Bernie Carter and Jenny Brekus, so both candidates for City Council Ward 1, which is the downtown area. Bernie, I wanted to give you about 30 seconds to respond to Jenny.
Yeah, just keep in mind that if we hadn't stepped forward, that post office is going to be sold at a public auction by the post office, and that's not a format that we think was beneficial to our city. We do have the Redevelopment Agency Advisory Board that we will go before with our redevelopment plan, and then the Redevelopment Advisory Board will actually approve it. So that will be the transaction that we'll go through when we provide the development plan. And we anticipate that happening in the next 3 or 4 months. So that transaction has been completed. The Redevelopment Advisory Board and the Redevelopment Agency will vote on that and hopefully before the election. If not, then obviously I would abstain. But that's a transaction that's been in the pipeline for over 2.5 years.
Jenny, let's talk about Star Bonds and, for example, the Apple deal that was recently accomplished. We've gotten a whole bunch of things, the Shields, the Cabela's, the Freight House District in downtown Reno, that we wouldn't have gotten if it weren't for Star Bonds. There are some people that are in favor of them, some against. Where do you stand?
I am not categorically opposed to these sort of economic development initiatives. However, I think we need to look at our track record. There was starting to be a buyer's remorse on Star Bonds for Cabela's. They weren't performing as they were, and Cabela's fortunately owned the bonds, so they were able to absorb that. But the Apple deal, which is not going to use bonds, but STAR, the sales tax will go back through to Apple, same idea, it is designed differently. It's not retail. So it's using that tool in a different way. I think, I'm not going to guess, I haven't seen how that whole deal was structured and came out. It came out very quietly, and was surprised. But I think we need evaluative methodologies plugged in to these agreements to see how they do. And when I sit on the council, I want to see what analysis are we going to see? What do we want to get out of this? I've been hearing from people that it has created buzz, people who try and lease space. So maybe these intangibles are going to come. But let's have some measures to figure out 2-3 years down the road if this has served our purposes.
But the bottom line for me with this is I talked to Steve Shields soon after they opened Shields, and he said that without Star Bonds, they wouldn't have built the world's largest sporting goods store in I-80 in Sparks. I think the same is true of Cabela's and the other properties. Would you rather see empty dirt or something developed where you have construction jobs and you have retail jobs? rather than nothing.
There's been a whole lot written about retail incentives of that nature, and these companies, in particular Cabela's, playing off many communities and opening up many stores. And I don't know that that point is particularly true, that they would have not gone here if it weren't for Star Bonds. And then they do open, and to some degree they open their brand so much it's not as unique as it was maybe when we first initially had those discussions. So incentivizing retail in the most over-retailed country in the world is not something that I find appropriate. Look at all the dead retail space we have. Those are really the questions of cities in the future, is how to backfill retail space, because we have been over-retailed as a country.
Okay, Bernie, your response? You are somebody in the retail business.
Yeah, it's easy to talk about that. And let me point out also, Sam, that in all of our projects that we will not use any government funding at all, any Star Bonds or anything like that.
But how do you feel about them in terms
of
economics?
I think it's important because it's important to those people that have those jobs. If they had not been here, Shields had not been here, what about the people that would be unemployed today? Or if Cabela's had not come today, what about the people that would be unemployed? Or the revenue that's generated from those people being employed in our community, spending dollars in our community, spending tax dollars for real estate, buying homes, sending their children to school, becoming involved in our community. Those are the things we need to look at, too, not just look at the financing that the Star Bonds created or the positives or negatives of that. Look at the whole ripple effect of that. And I think in all of our endeavors, we need to do that.
Over the last 20 years, we followed the path of Mayor Jeff Griffin and now Mayor Bob Cashel. Give me 30 seconds in terms of how you feel about what they have done and accomplished and whether you would follow their path.
Well, I look at Mayor Cashel, and I think that's a pretty positive from the perspective of being a very optimistic person. I believe that Mayor Griffin was a little more pessimistic, and his mantra was more of how do we get things accomplished in a divided council. I think that the mayor has brought a united council together, and I think that's a very positive for our community. And so when I sit on the council, what I will do is maintain that optimism about the possibilities within our community. And then cooperation. I think that that's the one area that we need to focus on, and I think generally we'll agree for moving forward is a greater cooperation.
Okay, Jenny, you've got 30 seconds
okay.
here.
We're really in changed times. The economic recession has been devastating to our community. We've also had demographic changes. A whole new generation has grown up, and they're really at stake in doing a lot of the entrepreneurial work in this community. And so I think that the new council needs to really understand and have discussions with the community what they want. We're also encumbered by a lot of debt and tremendous drops in revenue. So the city's ability to provide services are very compromised. Growth is very low. We will not be moving along with a construction boom like we have in the past. So it's really looking for what's next and what levels of service we want. Parks, pools, what importance will they play in our community? And so those are the sort of things that I think the council in a collaborative way has to go through. We're not running for mayor. We're running to be one of seven and work with the others.
All right, Ness, we've got to leave it. Thank you very much. Good luck in your campaigns. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout. With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
The middle class is carrying a heavy load in America, but Mitt Romney doesn't see it. Under the Romney plan, a middle class family will pay an average of up to $2,000 more a year in taxes, while at the same time giving multimillionaires like himself a $250,000 tax cut. So, Romney hits the middle class harder and gives millionaires an even bigger break. Is that the way forward for America?
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Cable provider got you steamed? Frustrated with empty promises and poor customer service? Switch to Frontier. Now with new, faster internet speeds up to 25 meg. Call today and get faster internet, Dish TV, and digital phone for just $74.99 a month for 12 months. Including over 200 all digital channels and a free wireless router to Wi-Fi your home. So everyone can stream videos, watch movies, play games, and more on all your connected devices. For a limited time, get a free Hopper Whole Home HD DVR. That gives you the control to skip commercials, the action-packed Dish Multi-Sport Pack, free HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars for 3 months and free installation. Don't let cable get you steamed. Call Frontier. Get everything you need for one simple price, just $74.99 a month, along with tons of free extras and incredible value, all backed by live 24/7 tech support. Call 1-866-207-6251 and find a package that's right for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel, as always, live in person here. Robert Eidhoven, not just on the phone from Tampa with Kolesar and Lathan, Government Affairs, Sean Kerry, political columnist with Reno Tahoe Tonight Magazine, and Todd Taxpayer Bailey, publisher of The Stealth Reporter. Pleasure to have you all here. So, interesting story pops up over the weekend from Connor Shine in the Las Vegas Sun. We've got this brand new VA hospital, but it's suffering from a longtime Nevada malady of doctor shortages. Now, this is kind of stunning. Because, you know, with a new VA hospital, you're thinking, okay, everybody will be coming to this. One of the big problems with Obamacare is that you're going to create all these new patients, and Nevada doesn't have the doctors and nurses to handle this.
And we don't have a medical school that can crank them out fast enough. And it's, you know, in an economy like we have today, it's difficult to recruit doctors to come in from out of state, and then certainly to get into the VA system. So, you know, back when we last heard of major doctor shortages, it was right before the question three on the ballot about keeping our doctors in Nevada.
Malpractice.
Right. So here you have a large government building, and it's going to be difficult to fill it with the doctors needed to provide the care. We have the veterans here. We have the market. It's just difficult to get the doctors.
You know, I have a great doctor here in town as a primary care physician, but if I want to go there without an appointment, I may be sitting there for 3 or 4 hours. Can I really afford 8 hours?
Well, the big issue here is going to come back to the same problem we see with other government programs, and that's the reimbursement rates. Doctors don't want to work for those kind of rates. And I don't know what the solution is. Like Robert said, we don't have a medical school that can get them out here, and it's very, very challenging to recruit them to come here.
Okay, so is it the state's job to pump this up?
The state's going to have to do something. I mean, we have the facility now. We're going to need to find the doctors. There's going to need to be incentives someplace. I think maybe a public-private partnership, perhaps. I don't know.
It's just the classic problem, Sam, with socialist economics. You're not going to be able to meet this vast supply or supply this vast customer base that you say you're going to. And so I think
Hang on a second. So the socialist economics, based on the fact that Obamacare is incentivizing the insurance industry, the private insurance industry, to get 30 million more customers.
Yeah. But if you don't have the people there to do the work, then who's really benefiting here? It's not going to be the patients. It's not
good.
Yeah, but see, what's going to happen is you're not going to be able to fill that quick enough. So really, if Obamacare goes forward, what you're going to eventually see, I believe, is some kind of forced quota system. In other words, as a doctor, you're going to have to set aside a portion of your practice to serve this new customer base, even if it means limiting the current customer base you have. Because when you look at these type of economic systems throughout history or anywhere in the world, that's what ends up happening. You have a forced system where the people who are doing the work have to spread their resources out against all those people, and the people they're currently serving end up losing less services.
You know,
classic.
What occurred in Britain, which is where I came from, so I have a little experience with this, is you have a dual system. You have the National Health Service, which is the public system, but then you have a system called BUPA, BUPA, which is a private insurance system. So if you want to get in right away and see your doc, that's the way to go. You pay a little extra, but you get the faster service. The general public gets a fairly decent level of health care, but not maybe so speedy.
Right, and I think another way they might end up having to do this is change the way that the student loans are repaid that the doctors incur when they're going through med school, as they do in rural communities to get doctors to go out and serve underserved areas. They'll provide incentives to help knock down their loan rates a little bit. I think that's what we'll see come from this.
Changing topics here, a little interesting discussion with our city council candidates, but I thought it was a big deal that Affinity Gaming is selling 3 of their properties to Ferenzoni, longtime gaming executive, ran the Reno Hilton for many years and has been running Herbst for many years, and now feels confident enough to spend almost $20 million of he and his partner's cash to buy up 3 properties in Northern Nevada. What do you think this means, Sean?
I'm glad to see him investing it back in the community, and I think it's about time that he's going out and doing it on his own.
Okay, but doesn't this say something that there are entrepreneurs out there who know the market very well? This is not somebody coming from outside, but somebody from inside the market is saying, hey, there may be some value here.
Yeah, I think it does. And he's very successful at running very efficient, successful gaming properties. And obviously, he spotted a price point that he's interested in and was able to put the financing to do that. But again, what came out of that discussion with your city council candidates, I think, is the product that's coming out of Reno and who you're trying to attract. And I'm no expert in that field, but I think if we're going to get more customers from outside the state, we're going to have to work on that one way or the other.
A resort destination is the thing. And Las Vegas Sands, who you work for, Robert, is tapping Madrid as his preferred locale for Euro Vegas. This is stunning what they plan to do there, correct?
$22 billion investment is what they're talking about.
$22 billion.
Right, and it's really been between Barcelona and Madrid, and the company decided to go with Madrid. I think the shareholders will be pretty excited about this new project as they look in Toronto and other markets as well.
And for those that have not traveled to Europe, if you look at Europe, it's really like the United States, except the states are individual countries.
Right.
And the cost of flying, you go on these cheap airlines, you can get, if you get the right ticket, to Madrid for almost nothing. I mean, there is a vast market for this.
And I can see that price having an effect on people who want to travel from the East Coast of the United States as well. So,
if you don't want to go to Macau,
right,
go to Madrid.
Go halfway around the world instead of all the way around, right?
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Guys, thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
For the ultimate in upholstered furniture cleaning, call the Carpetender. They'll pick up your furniture and clean it in their shop under controlled conditions. Even the most heavily soiled or smoke-damaged furniture can be renewed. With proper pre-treatment and attention to detail, great results are ensured. Just look at the difference. The Carpetender also offers the finest in-home cleaning. Call the Carpetender for a free estimate.
The middle class is carrying a heavy load in America, but Mitt Romney doesn't see it. Under the Romney plan, a middle-class family will pay an average of up to $2,000 more a year in taxes, while at the same time giving multimillionaires like himself a $250,000 tax cut. So, Romney hits the middle class harder and gives millionaires an even bigger break. Is that the way forward for America?
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
It's Broadway's biggest party, Rock of Ages. Featuring the greatest music of the 80s. Don't miss the 5-time Tony-nominated musical that the New York Times calls impossible to resist.
Rock of Ages, September 14th through the 16th at the Pioneer Center. Call 686-6600 for tickets or go to pioneercenter.com.
Rock of Ages.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the mayor of Carson City, Bob Kroll, will be here. We'll see you on the next broadcast.